This podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show Store. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the store to see our latest great deals on t-shirts, books, and so much more.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
We begin our campaign, and I just want to thank all of you. You are warriors. I've been watching the fake news for weeks now, and everything is negative. Don't go. Don't come. Don't do anything.
We're still very much in the middle of a pandemic right now, but President Trump is boasting that he'll have a record-setting crowd.
It's very worrying for the people of Tulsa.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
How angry was the president that there was just a sea of blue empty chairs?
The president was not angry at all. His speech got rave reviews. He's in his best mood when he gets to speak directly to the American people because that's what he loves.
I'm being baked. I'm being baked like a cake. I said, General, there's no way I can make it down that ramp without falling on my ass, General. I start the journey inch by inch, right?
Slowly I turned and step by step, inch by inch.
And I don't want to get water on the tie. And I don't want to drink much. So I lift it up. And they gave me another disease.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
All of these places I talk about are Democrat. You know that. Every one of them. So they take over a big chunk of a city called Seattle.
How long's the blackout going for?
Well, this space is right now held for just black folks.
Oh, just black. Okay, yeah. So...
if you have experienced oppression because you are black, then you can enter this space.
Okay.
That's segregation. That's not what this is all about. America is a melting pot.
Anytime you want, we'll come in, we'll straighten it out. But it's probably better for us to just watch that disaster.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Today is the first day that there can be indoor seating in restaurants in Massachusetts. We'll get to that in a moment. A couple of new places are open. They waited until after Father's Day, of course, because you wouldn't want to give these restaurants that have been closed for 3 months a chance. But first, I just wanted to mention this thing in the situation in Maine. There's new developments in Maine today. Janet Mills announced today that the state is postponing the reopening of indoor service at bars because of concerns about the higher risk of COVID-19 transmission in such settings. The administration's, this from the Press Herald, the administration's reopening plan had tentatively scheduled bars to resume service on July 1st, but those plans were shelved, quote, until further notice. That's one of her favorite phrases, until further notice. Remember, she was going to open the restaurants in the southern parts of the state at the beginning of the month, and then she shelved those plans with 4 days' notice, until further notice. As health officials in other states, not in Maine, in other states, report a number of outbreaks linked to indoor bars. Remember when you said when you were a kid, well, why are you telling me I can't do it? Jamie can't. Jamie can do it next door. And then your mother or your aunt would say, if Jamie jumped off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff? Listen to this. Bars and brewery tasting rooms can continue to serve drinks outside. But this change, although likely disappointing for some bar, likely disappointing, don't go out on a limb or anything, was not entirely unexpected. Okay, so it's because there's been a big outbreak, right? No, there has been no severe outbreak. Maine CDC, Centers for Disease Control, reported 14 new cases of COVID-19 on Monday. 14 new cases, 1,300,000 people in the state. No additional deaths. So they decided to postpone the reopening of the bars. At least 102 individuals have died. At least 102. The signs are good, but the Press Herald says there are disconcerting trends, however. For instance, Maine has the worst racial disparity in the nation among COVID-19 patients. Black residents account for 28% of the cases of the disease as of Sunday, despite representing less than 2% of the state's population. What are they going to, and you have to wait until the white incidence of COVID-19 catches up with the black coincidence before you can sit down to have a drink in a bar in vacation land. Just crazy. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to, if you'd like to give us a call on this, Massachusetts unemployment and job estimates for May, because we're not getting any. This is not getting any kind of publicity, because again, the amen chorus. Everybody in the Boston media is apparently into this coronavirus. They want to keep the state shut down. I don't know why. It's killing the whole state, including the media. Everybody's radio, TV, newspapers, they're all laying people off, and yet they're still promoting this panic porn. But this is the May 2020 employment overview. This was issued last Friday. Over the year, leisure and hospitality in Massachusetts have lost 225,200 jobs. That's 60% of the jobs have been lost. 60%. How's that? It's the same for all, except for government, of course. Even government has lost. Government has lost 8% of its jobs. But this is the most interesting part, I think. This is the Wall Street Journal. And lockdown states and the jobless. Job gains are much greater in states that have reopened faster. If I miss this in any of the Massachusetts newspapers, I apologize, but I don't think I have. The Labor Department on Friday reported jobless rates in May for the 50 states, and the news is the greater than usual variation. Some state economies are recovering much faster than others, and the worst performing tend to be those that have imposed the most severe lockdowns, okay? So you want to hear here are the top states or the bottom states. These have the highest unemployment rates. Nevada, 25.3%, to be expected, right? Casinos, Vegas. Hawaii, Nevada, by the way, 25.3%. Hawaii, 22.6%. Again, a vacation destination. Michigan, 21.2%. Gretchen Whitmer, total disaster as governor. And the next level, the states are tied. California, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts are all tied. 16.3%. So Massachusetts, with a Republican governor, the only Republican governor in the top of a state in the top 10 for unemployment, 16.3%. Delaware, 15.8%. Illinois and New Jersey, both with terrible, terrible governors. J.B. the Hutt Pritzker in Illinois and Phil Murphy, Charlie Baker's Needham buddy in high school, 15.2%. Washington State, that's Jay Inslee, another nut, who's the one who stood by and said he didn't even know that radicals had taken over six blocks in the middle of Seattle. That's 15.1%. So Illinois, New Jersey, and Washington State have more successful economies than Massachusetts right now. Thank you. You have so much to be proud of, Governor, so much to be proud of. Other states well below the national rate include Georgia, 9.7%, Arkansas, 9.5%, Arizona, 8.9%, Utah, 8.5%, and Nebraska has the lowest unemployment rate in the country at 5.2%. These tend to be states that resisted total lockdowns or reopened sooner. So it's pretty amazing that Maine has a lower unemployment rate than Massachusetts or Rhode Island. 844-500-4242, 978. What were the ages of the dead in Maine? Data, please, Mr. Fausti Carr. I don't know the data. If someone's got it, please pass it along. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Thanks, Howie. Hey, Howie, I got two quick questions. Last week, I don't know if it was Friday or Thursday, you had a gentleman on who was asking medical workers if they supported Black Lives Matter. They said, yeah, they were cheering. Then he asked if they supported unborn. Where did that happen, Howie?
It happened, I think, in either Cleveland or Cincinnati. Taylor, do you remember? It was just Ohio. The guy's name was Larry Hill, I believe, right? Was that it? I think. Yeah, I heard about it on another talk show earlier in the day, and I had Taylor get it. But it was Ohio, David.
Well, Howie, another quick question. Margaret Sanger's statue is in the Smithsonian, and she went to Ku Klux Klan meetings. They could be dragging her statue.
You know what? That's really a good. You know, there's several people like that. I hadn't thought about her, but what about Elihu Yale? I keep coming back to him. The guy that Yale University is named after. They got rid of the John C. Calhoun College because he was the pro-slavery South Carolina senator at Yale. But they won't get rid of Yale, you know, the name Yale University. And what about Woodrow Wilson? Woodrow Wilson at Princeton. He was the former president of Princeton University. He was a Virginian. And he once called racial segregation a benefit and defended the enslavement of black people by saying slaves, quote, were happy and well cared for. He denied admission to Princeton to black men and sought to exclude them from the school's history when he was president of the university in 1902. So when is Princeton going to get rid of the Woodrow Wilson School of, what is it, the Princeton University Public and International Affairs School is named for Woodrow Wilson. When are they going to get rid of that? There are a number of people that, how about, and I keep coming back to Robert Byrd. The former Grand Kleagle or some such thing of the West Virginia Ku Klux Klan. He was a recruiter for the Ku Klux Klan. I think he got $10 for everybody he brought in. He was a butcher after World War II. He needed to supplement his income, probably when he was going to law school. And he probably was in charge of, building the crosses and making sure they had the right amount of kerosene put on them before they lit them up. And he's got statues everywhere. And, one of the guys who delivered his eulogy when he died was Barack Obama. And Hillary Clinton said he was her mentor in the U.S. Senate when she got elected back in 2000. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with more of your calls. We'll take a lot of calls this hour. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo code and applies them to your cart. And now it's part of the PayPal family. Start saving in seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Howie. That's joinhoney.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you vote for in a New York Senate race? Crying Chuck Schumer or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
I'd vote for AOC in a New York second.
48% say they'd go AOC.
So it was a good. This is a good poll question then. There's a lot to be said on either way. It's kind of like Kennedy Markey here in Massachusetts. 844-500-4242-207. Here are the stats on Maine. 2,938 confirmed cases, 2,389 recovered, 102 deaths. 102 deaths. 844-500-4242. 516 says Franklin Pierce College in New Hampshire. Franklin Pierce was a slave supporter. He was a Democrat, right? Before the Civil War. That's how he was elected, what, in 18, was it 1856 against the first Republican candidate when the Whig Party fell apart and the Republicans stepped in after meeting in Racine, Wisconsin. 844-500-4242-339. Have you been to Market Basket yet with a face mask? No, I haven't. I have not. I have not been in any supermarkets with a face mask in either Massachusetts or Florida. I don't think I'm going to be going into any supermarkets anytime soon. Maybe I will eventually. 844-500-4242. Let's take a call here. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Yeah, Howie, as far as Maine is concerned, we've got about a half a dozen, eight guys that go up. We four-wheel up there in Maine.
Yeah.
We rent the house. They're stating that we have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks before we can ride on the trails. We stay for a week. We spend, you know, well in advance, you know, between the restaurants, the pubs,
right,
gas, food, whatever.
Of course.
$2,000. Easy.
Yeah.
The rental of the building. And then in August, I go up salmon fishing up in Rangeley. And they just opened up three brand new restaurants in Rangeley. I know those people personally. I've been going up there for 30 years. I can't imagine what they're going through right now. They must be pulling their hair out of their heads. I have a friend that rides up there that just got sent a fine in the mail for $350 because they didn't self-quarantine. They went into Maine and they came back home. They got
How do they prove this?
I don't know, and I don't even know who those police are. Who is that?
Huh? I don't know. I never heard of such a thing. I thought it was just more or less of an empty threat to self-quarantine. How'd you like to be somebody who just, like you said, those guys that just opened the restaurants? How'd you like to be somebody who just bought say, commercial real estate in Boston or New York or any of these lockdown states with Nevada, Hawaii, any of these places that have 22% unemployment? You think these places are coming back anytime soon? I don't think so. It's pretty tough to come. How long did it take the country to come back from the depression? And this is a self-induced depression in these states. This did not have to happen. This is tragically terrible public policy. Maybe they just want to get rid of Trump. Maybe that's what it's all. Maybe that's it exactly. Or maybe, you know, maybe we can say that they thought there was something to this, but you know, a lot of people thought there was something to it and they pulled out very quickly. 844. And what's with these spikes? Are there any, are deaths increasing? No. A few more people are testing positive. People test positive for stuff all the time. It doesn't mean they're dying, does it? Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie.
Yes.
Listen, I called you about this. From what I understand now, this mob is considering vets organizations as right-wing racist organizations. And then when I hear Brett Favre compare Kaepernick to Pat Tillman,
I know that was ridiculous.
I want to tell you, my phone's been ringing off the damn hook.
Yeah, I know. Pat Tillman gave his life for the defense of the United States of America. Colin Kaepernick was a bust-out quarterback who, you know, lost his way as a signal caller, and he's become a multimillionaire. By this, what price has Colin Kaepernick paid, Mike? He's making more money now with that sneaker contract than he ever could dream of making in professional football, right?
Let me tell you the difference about all this, Howie, okay? Here's the damn difference on this, okay? The vets won't bow to the mob like the so-called heroes, Brett Favre and Breeze. They folded like a damn cheap suit.
Well, I mean, I would give Breeze more of a break, Mike. He was under a lot of heat. I mean, no one asked Favre to come out and say that, I don't think. 844, thanks for the call, Mike. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to, not what your roommates or family are listening to. Now's the perfect time to get a pair of premium wireless earbuds, and Raycon is the way to go. Raycons start at about half the price of other premium brands on the market, and they sound just as amazing. And Raycon's everyday E25 earbuds are their best model yet. You get 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you
a comfortable, noise-isolating fit, perfect for conference calls, video chats, or binging podcasts. Raycom was co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Cardi B and J.R. Smith have already given Raycons their seal of approval. Now it's your turn to see what the hype is all about. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They say there's something wrong with our president. I'll let you know if there's something wrong, okay? I'll let you know if there's something. I'll tell you what, there's something wrong with Biden, that I can tell.
339 says, wasn't JFK or his family against Sammy Davis Jr. because he was black? Yes. Yes, his father, the old man, the bootlegger, Joe Kennedy, wouldn't let Sammy Davis perform at the inauguration of JFK in 1961 because he didn't want to offend Southerners, because he had married a white woman, a Swedish actress. And when Sammy Davis was brought to the LA convention in 1960 to sing the Star Spangled Banner, he was heckled, racist hecklers from the Alabama delegation, led by Governor John Patterson, who was JFK's biggest supporter in the South, Governor John Patterson. And he had handed out that when he was running for governor of Alabama, he had handed out axe handles and said that's what he was going to do if they had any problems like that had in Arkansas. And that guy Patterson was JFK's biggest supporter in the South. Yeah, JFK, read up on The Dark Side of Camelot by Seymour Hersh. I can't even, the way he described the newly liberated African countries, JFK, I can't even repeat the words on the air. Maybe I could, but I don't want to take a chance because I'm yellow too. 844-500-4242, but JFK ambassadorship, Seymour Hersh, and then put republics in there and you'll come up with the word. 844-500-4242. This is someone, by the way, Paula Page is behind the tap tonight at his outdoor bar, not his indoor bar, because there are no indoor bars in Maine. But he's working as a bartender tonight, so he can't come on the air to discuss this latest until further notice decree by Janet Mills. But meanwhile, while the bars are shut down, according to the Maine Examiner, she is moving forward with a controversial plan to buy cars for Maine welfare recipients at a cost of about $6 million. According to the nonprofit Maine People Before Politics, that's LePage's group, the $6 million program is being launched without a public hearing. That's always better to do it that way, right? That's the nice thing about not having the legislature around. You know, you don't have to have any public hearings. You don't have to have any of those inconvenient roll call votes where the rep's vote can be used against them in the upcoming election. LePage's group says the rules were announced by the Mills administration on June 3rd and will go into effect on July 5th without a public hearing. So $6 million to buy cars for welfare recipients. Are the unemployed bartenders allowed to get the free cars from the state of Maine? I'm sure tax revenues are really in good shape in Maine since everything has been shut down now for 3 or 4 months. Incidentally, did you see this one? I didn't see this last week. Iowa has gotten rid of not a head football coach, but a strength and conditioning coach named Chris Doyle. He made $800,000 a year. Can you believe that? $800,000 a year as the nation's highest paid strength coach. But he was placed on administrative leave earlier this month after multiple former football players accused him of harsh treatment and making racist comments. So guess what? He has now been handed a $1.1 million buyout and full health benefits from the state of Iowa for the next 15 months. $1.1 million buyout for not even a bust out football or basketball coach. He's a strength coach. I don't have anything against strength coaches, but I didn't know that they made that kind of dough. I guess they don't. Just this guy, Chris Doyle. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Howie. Two brief points, please. Number one, we are seeing with our own eyes, before our eyes, Democrat-run cities being overrun with murders and all types of crime as Democrats take money from our police. And, of course, they won't use the word defund. My second point, thank you, is Mr. John Bolton is a bitter, angry warmonger who can't stand the fact. I'm serious.
No, I think that's a good way to describe him, a bitter, angry warmonger. That's a good way to describe him. Yeah.
Thank you. But he cannot stand the fact that President Trump, along with most American people, rejected Bolton's disastrous, unnecessary $3 trillion deadly war in Iraq.
I know. And, you know, the only rational reason that I've heard that Trump hired him in the first place, appointed him to the job, is that he wanted to have a saber rattler around so he could say, well, if you don't get along with me, I'll just turn Bolton loose on you. But apparently he realized very early on that he'd made a big mistake and that the guy was just a complete dope and a backstabber. And he's proven it now. He's a fool. The only good news is that the Federalist said this is his last rodeo. He's not coming back from this one. Thanks for the call, Mark. But he walks away with, you know, this guy, this strength coach walks away with $1.1 million. Bolton walks away with $2 million in a book advance. Who the hell is buying this book? Or more appropriately, who is reading the book? I know that some nuts will just buy it because they think it rips Trump. So they'll just pick it up and it'll just sit on their coffee table for their cool friends who come over wearing masks. But do you think anybody is actually going to read 579 pages of score settling by some guy with a walrus mustache? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. Leanne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Leanne.
Hey, how are you, Howie?
Good.
I wanted to come on because I just wanted to be able to express that our families, we have a couple of families in Greater Bangor, Maine, that actually own hotels that depend on all of these bars and restaurant owners to have a place for our guests to go to. I feel like we're all drowning, and there's nobody to come by. The governor is not thinking of the fact of where is she? Why isn't she coming out and visiting businesses? Why are not businesses sitting at her table and expressing the devastating effects that are taking place? Businesses that have been in business for generations are going under.
I used to work in Kennebunkport, and they had a press conference today, the Kennebunks. The Nonantum has had a total of 34, that's right down the street from where I work, has had a total of 3,400 room night cancellations, estimated $1.5 million in room revenue, and reimbursed $500,000 to guests who've decided not to visit. Because why would you visit when you got this quarantine? And then somebody else says the colony, Kennebunkport Resort Collection and the Nonantum collectively pay $3 million to the state in taxes. That's not going to happen this year. In addition, they also pay $566,000 in Kennebunkport town taxes, which again is at risk of not being able to be paid. This doesn't even include staffing cuts, events, weddings that are also being affected. I mean, it's horrible, Leanne. I don't know what I would do there if I were like a college student, counting on working at the colony. I'd be bleep out of luck. I would have no job. I'd be on it. I would have been planning to make a couple of $1,000, probably more now. And I wouldn't have made a dime. And now I'm finding out that they're not even going to open on July 1st. So what would I do if I were going to college and counting on that money from working in York County or Cumberland County or Androscoggin County? It's just outrageous. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Leanne. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie.
Kevin calling from Maine. I was in a local post office down here, and a woman came in and was talking with the postal clerk, and she explained that her 97-year-old mother-in-law had passed away in a nursing home. So, of course, they go into the office of the nursing home, and they give their regards and all this stuff, and they're doing some paperwork and stuff, and they said, look, you don't have to do this, but we would be willing to give you $1,000 if you would allow us to put down that your mother died of COVID. And the family said, no, absolutely not. What's this all about? Well, they were explaining about how this process worked and what
right.
was going to happen.
They're going to cut them Kevin, they're going to cut them in on the payoff, right?
Well, yeah. So having another conversation with this guy at work, he says, oh, yeah. He goes, my wife is a head nurse at a nursing home. And he goes, yeah, he goes, that's protocol. That's what they do. So all of this, when they say there's 102 deaths in the state of Maine, they're actually crooking the books.
Yeah.
They're dropping the book. So, whatever happened to the good old days of people just telling the truth? What happened to that?
I know. Kevin, the bigger question is, why would the state government purposefully embark on a policy that is decimating much of the state's economy? How does that make any sense, Kevin?
It doesn't make any sense. And I got one more question for you, Howie. When the president of the United States shows up in your state and going to offer one of your towns and your businesses $75 million, why don't you put your hat in your hand, humble yourself, and welcome that man into your state?
I certainly would. Thanks for the call, Kevin. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
You know what he says to his wife when he's not confusing her with his sister? Get me the hell out of here. These people are crazy. That's what he says. He has absolutely no control.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I'm reading now from Foster's Daily Democrat here in Portsmouth. Devastated Maine tourism leaders plead for help. Many businesses will not survive in 2020, and even more will not reopen in 2021. They had a press conference today on this, severely depressing the overall Maine economy. Under current rules, guests from out of state, with the exception of those from New Hampshire and Vermont. Now, how does that make any sense, by the way? New Hampshire and Vermont is not even contiguous with Maine. But you know, you can come into Maine from Vermont and you don't have to worry about anything. Must receive a negative COVID-19 test result 72 hours before they check into a Maine hotel, inn, or bed and breakfast. Innkeepers who spoke at the protests this morning said the testing requirement is expensive and not viable. Call for the measure to be lifted. It's like a nightmare none of us can wake up from, said Greg Dugal, the organization's government affairs officer. This is not about just about inns and hotels, said Phil Cavaretta, who owns the Meadowmere. It's about the many businesses in my community and around the state that cannot be successful without inns, hotels, beds, and breakfasts receiving guests. We are all in this together. And then here's the one from Kennebunkport, where I used to work. Tina Hewitt-Gordon, general manager of the Nonantum, said the Nonantum opened on June 5th, not April 22nd, as it had hoped. It has only 61 of its 109 rooms currently open. As well, the resort only has 20 current employees, when in the past it has employed as many as 175. The Nonantum is known for hosting all kinds of events, but in July there will only be one wedding with 24 people. One wedding with 24 people. 844-500-4242. Christine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christine.
Hi, Howie. It's Christine from Kennebunk.
Wanted to share with you what they're doing about violations. If you have an out-of-state car, they're not trying to stop you.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people around that are letting them know that there are out-of-staters walking around. And so the Department of Public Safety is presenting Janet Mills' declaration that you need to leave the state or stay here 14 days in one room or hotel or whatever you're doing. You just can't come out of it.
But if you're if you're an illegal alien, she welcomes you with open arms, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh.
I mean, I know. Exactly. And the fine, it's up to $1,000 or six months in jail. So if you are
it potentially carries a criminal penalty, jail time.
Penalty, exactly. And they make fun of the people who call on the phone that have houses and say, you know, my lawn needs help, and this is my rental property. I'm going to lose my house if I don't. And they're like, sorry, you know, unless your rentals are from Maine and can stay for 14 days, out of state 14 days, then you're sorry, you just can't do it. So part of the problem is that a lot of people in the neighborhood, for example, are just saying, oh, out of state car, I'm calling the Wells police, I'm calling the Kennebunk police.
Why would they do this? I guess they just want to be rats. In any police state, they develop a certain snitch class. But again, it's going to destroy their property values too, just like everybody else's.
Right. And they're particularly angry about Massachusetts license plates and New York license plates, because it's been said many times online, as well as on mm-hmm. television, that those are the two hot spots, and mm-hmm. We don't want to trigger the outbreaks up here and overwhelm the Maine's healthcare system. So people are running down the street saying, you leaving tonight? If not, I'm calling the police.
Oh, my God.
And so it's really, they're very, very protective of you know, these little beach places like Drake's Island, for example, or Kennebunkport, things like that. They don't, even though Kennebunkport's desperate for their visitors.
Right.
Dying.
Right.
The surrounding hotels will not, you know, always share, look, you plan on staying 14 days? No? Oh, okay, well, come back when we're open then.
Good Lord. Someone said he made reservations for the beginning of August. This is from 508, and they said, don't worry about any of this BS. Well, I hope they're right, but I wouldn't count on that, the way things are going. I mean, she just keeps, and it's always until further notice. They decide, one person got sick, up in Washington County, and then they shut down the state for another 3 weeks. It's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. I think we're out of time. We don't have time for another call, but this is really bad. And it's amazing, too, that Maine doesn't have a higher unemployment rate than Massachusetts. I don't know what that's all about. But Massachusetts is not. We're number four. We're number four in the whole country. 16.3% unemployment rate. The only state with a Republican governor in the top 10 for high unemployment rates. Charlie Baker is so proud of himself. Congratulations, Tal Duvall.
There's a lot at stake here.
Yeah. Yeah, the state's economy. I'm Howie Carr.